from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, I have, good Lord, I can't even believe I'm going to say this.
You won't.
I got fresh Aiyuk.
Come on.
Want to hear the tweet?
Love to.
Here's the tweet, and it comes from our buddy Cam Inman, who just sent out some very recent, today, Kyle Shanahan quotes on Brandon Aiyuk. Quote, no new updates. Sorry to keep being boring about that. Wish I was saying something different. Nothing has changed. However, on Trent Williams, Kyle says, quote, I've had some contact with him. Been good talking to him. We're negotiating hard. Hopefully it's getting close. Those are two very, very different answers.
Yeah.
Which is why I say them, because I know that everybody's done with the non-report, right? Hit the breaking news sounder. Mike Garofolo says that the Niners and Brandon Aiyuk are in contact with one another. Again, great. Nobody wants to hear that stuff anymore. I think the story today is, boy, that's a very different tone and very different word choice when talking about Trent Williams versus Brandon Aiyuk, and that was this afternoon.
Yes, and the Trent Williams sounds like we're hammering this thing out and we're moving toward it and it's going to get done. If you're negotiating hard, that tells me that the two sides are at a table and they're working on the details. And the Brandon Aiyuk, with nothing new to report again, sorry for being so boring, but nothing new to report, and yet that one's been going on for a lot longer than the Trent Williams. That seems more troubling with every passing day, well, as we are now sitting, and there's 19 days from the opener.
19 days to a game. And yes, the Trent Williams comments come on the heels of what DeSean Jackson said on FS1 yesterday, which is that, you know, Trent's gonna be there real soon. And I'm paraphrasing, but I was just talking to Trent and, you know, big fella's getting it together and Trent's going to be there real soon. And then again, I'll add this because this is something you and I are always careful to do. Like, Kyle answered the same question yesterday very differently. Hey, what about Brandon and Trent? Zero update.
Yeah.
Well, then today, oh, yeah, I've been talking to Trent. It's been real good talking to him. We're negotiating hard. Hopefully it's getting close. That's a different answer 24 hours later. The Brandon answer is the same, and I'll absolutely reiterate what has been my opinion the whole time on the Trent Williams thing. There is zero chance he doesn't play on September 9th for the Niners. Zero. Not worried about Trent, but the Brandon thing is going on and on and on, and I think that, look, this is a faux deadline. So it doesn't exist, but by the same token, I feel like if we get to the end of the week and the Brandon thing is not over, it officially becomes a massive problem and a very different approach might be necessary.
Well, a different approach would be you go ahead and bag an extension or you ship him off to Pittsburgh. So whichever way that eventually goes, that would be, you know, to me, a dramatic turn of events would be, all right, no more negotiating. You play on the fifth year option, or no more negotiating and you get dealt, because you get to Monday and now we're 14 days away and you've already gotten through the last preseason game and the cuts have been made. And now we're ready to go forward with our 53 man roster. And we're ready to really lock in here and play football. All the contract mumbo jumbo and all the negotiating, all the offseason stuff is over. Now we're in season. Even though a game won't be played for a couple of weeks, you're into in-season mode. So I'm with you on the deadline. It's not a hard deadline. And I know last year the Bosa thing did drag in further than 2 weeks away from the opener would be. This feels different to me.
I tell you what, I would be interested, as a fan, I would be interested to know if other options are still on the table. I don't care if they're close. I don't care if it's just some dotting of I's and crossing of T's. Don't worry. Just need a little owner approval. And boy, Jed wasn't reachable today. I don't know. Must have been over there at the club or something like that. I don't know. None of us know. And I'm not going to ask to know. You know, like Steiny and Evan were talking about earlier. No, Jed York does not need to come out and say anything. This is an active situation. And it's a bottom line performance business. We have reached the point where you're either here or you're not, and you're not here. And if you're not here getting this close to the game, that's when I think it is incumbent upon us to start assessing the vitality of a certain player. So when people go, why not this energy for Bosa? Because that's Bosa. Brandon's not Bosa. He's not. He's just not. It's not a it's not the same premium of a position, and he is not in the slot that Bosa is in at his position, which is number one. And so if, like, yeah, we're getting there fast to where I think we can start to form a little bit of a different opinion about the way that a person is negotiating and a way a person is viewing himself. I think Brandon's fantastic. I wish this would have worked out. But if you're not ready to go by the end of this week, I would get the Steelers on the phone real damn fast.
Yeah.
And find out if that's still available. And if you truly do have something agreed to, chop, chop, let's move. See you later, dude.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to chop, chop, let's move.
I don't either, but that's what I'm telling you, man. You're a wide receiver, and there are others.
There are, but there aren't others that you can plug in right now, and the guy you drafted in the first round, he can't get healthy. He can't make it on the field. And the guy you drafted further down, I think it was the fourth round, Jacob Cowing.
Those are the rooks.
He's starting to show a little bit.
Yeah.
And other than that, you've got Conley and Taylor and Juwan Jennings and
Robbie Chosen.
Sure. And I think that Brandon Ayuk probably looks at his competition right now and thinks, oh, y'all need me. Y'all need me. And TJ Houshmandzadeh came on this very program and said, yeah, you done messed it up with DeForest Buckner. If you didn't blow that one, you'd have two Super Bowls right now. If you didn't trade DeForest Buckner, so you're gonna try and go out without BA, and you think you're still gonna be a Super Bowl team?
I'm just saying that's not fair.
That's what their camp is seeing.
And they're wrong. The bottom line is, as at a certain point, it's not about that anymore. I could agree with you, Dibs. He's an important player. But the bottom line is if you're going to conduct yourself this way, then you're a problem. I don't care what position you play. You are becoming a problem. And I likened this yesterday to some of the other things that we've seen. It's not about fault. Is it Klay Thompson's fault that he was mad the last year and a half? Or was it the Warriors' fault? Because he got benched. And because he didn't like whatever, the way what people were saying about him. Is it his fault? I don't know. You can think it's his fault. Is Jordan Poole's standing within the organization his fault? Maybe some. Getting punched certainly wasn't his fault. And we can go on and on through, you know, how about Jock Peterson? Was it his fault that he wanted to play Pusoy Dose and gain weight throughout the season?
I love when you say that.
Was that his fault? Probably.
Yeah.
But these organizations have treated all of these players the exact same way. Bye. See ya. We're bigger than you.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is bigger than Jock Peterson. And Clay got to the end of his...
Not literally.
No, but his import to the team is bigger than Jock Peterson.
Yeah, the Giants weren't a contender.
And the Clay thing was different. And, you know, Clay went about things the way he did. And you got to a spot where he wanted to go play elsewhere. And so that was that. And every situation is different. And however this has played out, it's been mistake filled on both sides. And I look at the date for the cut, and you're 6 days away from final cut down day, August 27th. So you need to have this done and dusted before you get to that point, because you might end up needing an extra receiver if Brandon Ayuk is not extended or traded, and you don't know if he's going to still play on his fifth year option or not. You're going to have to make some other roster moves to protect yourself that you otherwise wouldn't have to make next Tuesday when cut down day comes.
We're talking about this because there's fresh commentary from Kyle Shanahan.
We said we weren't going to do it.
But fresh commentary, and I do think it's newsworthy that he suddenly answered the Trent Williams and the Brandon conversation differently. Those questions just got answered differently. Brandon, no new update. Sorry, it's boring. Wish I was saying something different. Trent? Oh, yeah. I've been on the phone with Trent. It's good talking to him. We might be done soon. That's a very, very different answer. That's newsworthy to me. And so, therefore, let me ask you this. This is a 1-2 punch question. Two-part question. But I'm only going to ask the first part at first. I won't ask them both at the same time. Do you believe that the 49ers were actually shopping Brandon Ayuk earlier this month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
If you believe that, then that brings me to the next point or the next question. Don't you think that that means the 49ers feel like there are other fish in the sea?
Yes, but what fish would those be?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if that is what I would believe, like fish in the sea, like they're going to acquire a player in a trade. Yeah, that's possible. Or I think an even more likely outcome would be they believe that they have a fish in their own building, a fish in their own pond that could be good enough through Kyle Shanahan's hubris, his confidence. Some would call it his arrogance. He might think that, you know what, we can get by, we can thrive with who we have in the building. If Brandon wants to do this, then let him do it. If he wants to blow up his career, let him do it, because I think that with my laminated play sheet and my young stud quarterback and my really, really good team, we can still be a very good football team without Brandon Ayuk. I think that that is more likely than is some 3-team trade that nets them Devontae Adams.
He has got so much history on his side.
Shanahan.
Yes. Yes. And we get emotional and we get attached and we want the ring. And that's all true, and that's all fair, and Brandon is good, and that's all true, and that's all fair. But this league has a long history of good teams looking at wide receivers and going, I think we'll put our money elsewhere. And the top two examples are literally the two dynasties that we know since the turn of the century. The Patriots never prioritized the wide receiver position, not financially. They brought in Randy Moss. They didn't even win. Tom Brady consistently made names out of wide receivers that would then go get paid somewhere else and become, not much. And then we watched the Chiefs move on from Tyreek Hill and win back-to-back rings. So I get it. I think Brandon's wonderful, and our emotions can't wrap our head around the idea of him being gone. But these are the same with the predictions I hear people make about what will happen to the Niners if they don't have Brandon are the same predictions that I heard people make about what was going to happen to the Chiefs when they sent Tyreek to Miami. And those predictions were wrong.
Because they have two of the best quarterbacks in history. So Brock Purdy better be on that level now.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, you're talking about Brady and Mahomes, who were able to do it with lesser receivers, and now you're going to ask Brock Purdy in year three to do the same thing that Mahomes has done, back-to-back Super Bowls, and Brady, who's won six or seven of them, I lost track.
But this is a collective offense, I thought.
It is.
And it is one of the best offenses in football, and he would still be cruising around with an arsenal of weaponry that I would argue is still above what Mahomes had last year or what Brady usually had at all. You would still have McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo still running around in that offense, and then a collection of rookies and veteran wide receivers,
right,
who have been able to function in this league. In fact, Patrick Mahomes used to throw to who? Chris Conley.
Conley last year with what, six catches on the season?
That's because he didn't have any opportunity.
Juwan Jennings with about 18 catches. You're asking these guys to take huge steps up.
Yes, and I am.
And I think that is very risky. And you have a receiver, your Z receiver, Debo Samuel, who has shown at times a propensity to be injured. So now you're going to have no Ayuk, in theory, if you trade him. And Debo probably is going to give you 13, 14 games. It's usually about what he plays. And so now we're looking at this cadre of rookies and relative unknowns. Now we're asking them to step up.
I get it. But I also know,
it's just such a risk.
Right now I'd argue it's a risk to keep him.
Well,
this is a risky guy right now.
The ideal would be to have him play on his fifth year option right now.
Yeah, which, by the way, I still think I don't buy this crap for one second. I'm not showing up for the fifth year option. Prove it.
Yeah, that might be where we are in this negotiation. With Shanahan saying today, again, no news, it might be where they've gotten to that point. And we talked earlier about offer on the table, and then you go back to that table and there's no offer on the table. We don't know where this sits.
No clue.
We don't know what the negotiating is like. And, you know, based on the Shanahan comments, we do know that, you know, Trent and the Niners are hammering it out. You know, they're talking about it. They're working on it.
Want fresh Garofalo?
Love it.
Here we go. And no, it's not going to be an answer, but there's something tucked in here that I think answers one question that we just had within the last half hour. Mike Garofalo, 45 minutes ago. Day 30 of the Brandon Ayuk hold-in, and the 49ers and Brandon haven't budged in recent days, and Ayuk seems dug in. The Steelers are still waiting and still in play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I got about 48 to 72 hours left of patience in me if I'm the 49ers.
And today's Wednesday. You talked about Monday, and honestly, if you look at next Tuesday, cut down day, 1 o'clock our time, your roster has to be turned in 53 players. If you're Pittsburgh, you want to either have Ayuk among your 53 or not. And if you're the Niners, same thing. So yeah, 72 hours, you're probably right. If this thing gets to Monday, then it really becomes nut cutting time for both sides.
We're not going to do the Ohio State thing again. But
that was you and the director of sports and Grandy.
No, I'm just saying we're not going to do it again.
My childhood.
I can't believe I'm here. I'm getting real close to saying call the Steelers and get this thing over with. Get it over with.
See, I'm so far from that. That to me was 2 weeks ago, and I thought, I said on this very program, I thought that he was going to be traded.
Everybody did at that time, yeah.
Right. I had it first, but
you thought, I think...
Back to the draft, I thought he was getting traded.
Yeah, what you thought was there's no, like, rebounding from this.
Exactly.
And I get that, and I thought there definitely was, and I still do. Like, the idea of there's no rebound from this is sort of like, can they all kiss and make up? In the NFL world, yes, I absolutely, like, sign the deal and everybody just walk out of there, roll your eyes, go take a day, go punch your bed or something, get the frustration out, get in here and play football. Everything will be fine. Brandon will show up and it'll be Debo and Christian and George and they'll hug and they'll play and Brock Purdy will throw him the ball and it'll be wonderful. But I don't know if we're ever going to get there. I don't know if we're ever going to get there. And at a certain point, I do think you got to stop and ask yourself, forget the 1,300 yards and ask yourself, who are you re-signing? Who's this person? Who is the, forget the player. Who is the person you're signing right here?
See, I don't think you have to worry about the person because the player.
Absolutely you do.
You don't forget the player because the player has been unbelievable. And the person this offseason has shown you things about the person that you probably knew already.
Maybe.
And the player's been unbelievable.
Oh, I disagree
with
that.
The player's been durable. The player's been getting better and better every year.
If you knew this about him, you wouldn't have bet at the draft that we'll figure this out before August. You'd have known that this wasn't going to get any better.
Well, you tried to be, you know, hardliners. You could have had this thing done in March had you just agreed to the number that was on the table then, but you didn't because you want to win the deal so bad.
Nobody would argue against the idea that the 49ers have mishandled this. At least I won't. I agree with you.
Yeah, so
I agree with you.
And people change, and so maybe you didn't realize that he was going to be this resolute about what he wanted. Maybe you thought he would cave, and you know, maybe you miscalculated all of his social media activity, and you didn't think that he would go that way. Yeah, you could be right about the person, but you also said that bygones can be bygones and you can,
they can,
you know, spend a day, get it done, spend a day, and Parag can be mad about losing the deal or Brandon can be mad about losing the deal or whatever, and then you come in and you just play football.
But you got to think about precedent now, man. This matters in every deal. A team is sending a message to the whole league every time they do something. And if you are literally, you are going to treat a fourth-year player who's not a free agent this way, you are going to offer four different franchises for which he can play and come back to the table at the end and up the offer, which has been firmly reported that the 49ers have come up from their May offer in the last 2 weeks. It has been firmly reported that their offer is commensurate with Pittsburgh's offer. So your money is essentially the same as the Pittsburgh offer. You can go to New England for 33. You can do Pittsburgh or the Niners for 28 or whatever it is. You could have gone to Cleveland for 29 and a half. These options are all on the table for a non-free agent. And that person still looks at you and goes, I don't like any of these options. I'm out. You are just being a petulant, absolutely overreactive, unfair negotiator at this point.
But we don't know what the deals are with guaranteed money and all the rest of it.
You've offered four teams. One of them has to be okay with you or you're wrong. That's my opinion.
Well,
that's my opinion. You can't say all these offers are wrong.
You can look at all the offers and not be totally satisfied with them. Absolutely. And it, you know, you can.
How?
And I mean, at the same time, we don't criticize Trent Williams for doing what he's doing. You've got a contract.
Of course not.
You got a contract and you're not showing up because you want more.
He's got a contract.
And he's not petulant.
He does not have a contract.
Trent Williams is under contract.
Absolutely not.
He has a contract. It may not be guaranteed.
Then it's not a contract.
But he has a contract.
I will back an NFL
player. You show
player
up and play.
No.
You get paid.
Disagree. This is an NFL
player.
To me,
there's no difference.
The non-guaranteed nature of the NFL, I'll back the player every time. But the reason Brandon has lost me is this is no longer about that. You were offered an absurd amount of money from New England and said no. You are the Niners have come up to meet Pittsburgh where you reportedly wanted to go. Cleveland is sitting over there with 30. You were offered everything you've been asked for. It just hasn't exactly been in the place you wanted. You're not a free agent. This is totally different than Trent, than Nick,
Trent's
than
Debo. Trent's not a free agent either.
No, he's not. Trent just wants his contract to actually be a contract.
Right.
I would do the same thing if this place tried to do that to me.
His contract is a contract. If you show up and play football, he gets paid.
No, it's a one-way deal. I hate this about this has happened in so many industries in America these days. They offer you a contract, but you're an at-will employee. We can just get out of it anytime. Well, that's not a contract. That's not a contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.